Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we continue in the second parak of Maseches Nazir, and we are up to Parak Bey's Mishnah Hey. So let's say a person accepts upon himself to be a Nazir and to provide some other Nazir with the Karbonos that they're going to need to conclude their Nazirus. So, Hareini Nazir va'alai l'galeach Nazir. I'm a Nazir, and I also take upon myself the responsibilities of the Karbonos that another Nazir would have at the time that he shaves his head, meaning at the conclusion of his Nazirus. V'shama chavero, and another Nazir heard him, and he said, "Va'ani va'alai l'galeach nazir," and I also take upon myself to shave a nazir to help with the process of giluach, meaning to pay for the karbanos of a nazir. So I'm a nazir like this guy, and I'm also accepting the same thing. So imba you pick him if they're smart, magalchem zeh, they'll pay for each other's karbanos, and that will save them some money. So each of them only will have to pay for one set of karbanos. But v'imlav, if they're not so smart, and each one brought karbanos for their own naziros, then magalchem nazir machir. And they have accepted upon themselves to pay for karbanos of other nazirim who are outside of this little group. Now we move on to Mishnah Vav. Mishnah talks about what a person has to provide if he says that he's going to shave a chatzi nazir. So arei alai legaleach chatzi nazir. If he says I'm going to be megaleach, so again I'm going to be megaleach doesn't mean I'm going to give the haircut. It means I'm going to pay for the karbanos. And the other guy says me too, and I'm also going to be megaleach. Each one has to provide the full set of karbanos for another nazir. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that we assume that when he says harei alai l'galeach, we assume that means a full set of karbanos, and then we ignore the last two words of a statement, which is chatzi nazir, which is Rabbi Meir l'shita. So we saw Rabbi Meir in earlier Mishnayos that you can cut off the part of a sentence that doesn't make sense, and you accept the part that does make sense. And the Chum say, no, each one pays for half of a Nazir's Karbanos. It's clear that he only wanted to pay for half of the Nazir's Karbanos. We view it as one single statement, and the second part explains the first part when he says Chatzi Nazir. That's what he meant when he said Harei Alai Ligaleach. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Hey, in Mishnah Hei, we said that if a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir, I'm going to be Megaleach, another Nazir, and his friend says the same thing, so if they're smart, they'll just pay for each other's karbanos, and if they're not so smart, they'll have to pay for some third party's karbanos. Each one will have to pay for another party's karbanos. And Mishnah Vav, we said, if a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir and be Megaleach, a Chatzi Nazir, and his friend said, me too, so each, then we have Machlokes, the Rav Meir says each one has to pay for the karbanos, the full karbanos of a Nazir, and the Chum say, no, each one only has to pay for the half of the Karbanos of a Nazir. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Bey's Mishnah Zayin.